are opening third.
Teacher.
The mixed martial arts drama Warrior making $5.6 million. The Death finishing fourth with $4.9 million. Columbiana fifth with $4 million.
Fox Radio's Jane Metzler. I'm Lisa Lucero, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
For a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Media. Today is September 11th, 2011. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with Chandler and our special guest, Andrew Spanfelner. And we want to wish you guys out there, happy 9/11 day. I mean, I'm not sure happy is the right way to go here, but we want to pay our respects to the people that, you know, died in the Twin Towers and in New York there, and all the firefighters and the policemen and the innocent people involved there, and, you know, want to, you know, have a little bit of reverence over that. So anyway, we want you to call in if you have any questions. The number here is 530-605-4567. The chat room is open at kcnr1460.com. And, you know, we need you guys to get up and start doing something here. Your country, your children, your grandchildren need you to get involved. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch and do something? When are you going to start seeing that there's something wrong out there and you need to get involved? Start by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to meetings. Check out the website and see what you can do to protect yourself again and your family from big out-of-control government. If you would like to ask questions again, please feel free to call in. That's what free speech is all about. We need to debate the answers and find the answers to the hard questions here. Remember, once again, the phone number is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room, KCNR1460. A couple of reminders. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneville at Destiny Fellowship. You can go to the website at readingteaparty.com and get more information on the schedule of events. So, you know, our topic for tonight is, do you trust the government? And I think it's pretty appropriate here when we talk about 9/11 and everything else out there. Do we really trust our government? Our special guest tonight is The Truth and Andrew Spanfelner. So how you doing tonight, Andy?
I'm doing great.
Can you give us just a little bit of background on yourself, Andrew, so the audience out there knows, how you got involved, you know, where you've been?
Sure. I'm an educator and entrepreneur and political activist. And I have started researching many years ago. The 9/11 movement, and I'm a truther. I'm a 9/11 truther.
The truth will set you free.
You bet. I'm proud of it.
Well, I'm not a truther, but I'm a truth seeker, and I've been curious. The reason that I've got Andrew on the show tonight is because, you know, I want to know what this truther thing's all about. I don't understand it. I don't understand why there's any discrepancy about 9/11, and I don't understand, you know, what's the big deal about it. They say that our government is involved and so forth, and I'd like to see if there's any evidence to that and so forth. But what I do know is this. I do not trust our government, and I'll tell you why. Look at what they've been doing. I mean, we've got in five wars, we invaded Libya without congressional approval. You know, we're being taxed to death. They're spending us into debt, all kinds of stuff. And at this point, do you guys really trust your government out there? Do you think that they're acting in your best interest on every issue? So that's the deal tonight. Now, I want to get a quote here before we get started. I've got a couple of them. The first one is, when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. And that was by Dresden James. The next one is, nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. And that was Martin Luther King. So, you know, I think that those quotes kind of sort of hit home a little bit here when we start talking about, you know, what is the truth? Okay, so what we've got here is we've got a video that we want to play a little bit of, and this kind of opens the door to what is this 9/11 truther thing all about? You know, why has it got so much traction, and is there any legs to this story, and why does the mainstream media totally avoid it? Go ahead and play it there, Chandler.
Going to this absolutely amazing report that's a week in the making and 10 years of research, actually more than 10 years. You know, I did say they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden 2 months before 9/11. I said they blame it on their assets. So I guess 2 years, 10 years and 2 months in the making is this special report coming up. And then man on the street watching Building 7 collapse. Here is Aaron Dyke's report. Please get it out to everyone you know.
10 years later, Americans are still struggling with how to remember 9/11. Those patriotic feelings that swelled up in so many after the attacks simply no longer match the world that's grown up around us. Homeland Security, empowered to fight terrorism, has instead been turned against the American people, targeting returning veterans, Tea Partiers, constitutionalists, Federal Reserve activists, and more. The TSA has eviscerated the Fourth Amendment and become increasingly invasive and controversial. Lies, lies, and more lies about WMDs, banker bailouts, and more, as well as perpetual wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, have proven that governments will deceive to get what they want. And now the fact that NATO forces are fighting alongside Al-Qaeda in Libya only serves to undermine the official story. But that official story has never messed with the laws of physics and common sense, and those who would prop up that story for their own agenda have long been at odds with the family members, the rescue workers, and concerned citizens who only want truth and justice. In the years of research, there have been more than 300 smoking guns which blow apart the official story. But in the interest of time, we're going to cover just a few of the most important.
The 9/11 Commission itself was one of the biggest smoking guns surrounding the attacks and the subsequent cover-up. Six of the 10 Commission members stated their disappointment with the conditions and their doubt about the conclusions. Co-chair Lee Hamilton, who admitted they were set up to fail. Bob Kerry, who said there was ample reason to suspect there was an alternative to what was outlined in the version. Timothy Romer said, "We were extremely frustrated with the false statements we were getting." John Lehman said, "We purposefully put together a staff that had, in a way, conflicts of interest." And 9/11 Commissioner Max Cleland resigned after concluding that it was, quote, "a national scandal," and that the investigation was compromised.
It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
And senior counsel to the 9/11 Commission, John Farmer, wrote an entire book saying how he was shocked at how different the truth was from the way it was described, and that the tapes told a radically different story from what had been told to the public. The 9/11 Commission was nothing more than a whitewash used for political ends. The investigation was heavily compromised and steered through Philip Zelikow, who had close White House ties and limited access to witness and other documents. And the implications of what was omitted from the official story are as damning as they are compelling. Building 7 was the most blatant omission from the 9/11 Commission report of all. It wasn't hit by a plane, yet it had a symmetrical collapse and fell at nearly the speed of gravity. Statements made about Building 7's collapse on television that day and shortly after made clear what had happened.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
The excitement and the fun that people get watching an old building being demolished.
It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed.
We don't even know whether this was something that was engineered for safety reasons or it just happened. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Emergency responders and firefighters were told the building was going to collapse.
You hear that?
If you're in that building, it'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
All right, guys.
We are looking back. The building is about to blow up. Flame.
And early reporting was the tell.
BBC World had reported that Building 7 had completely collapsed over 20 minutes before its actual implosion.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has.
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning.
It then emerged that Aaron Brown of CNN reported from a rooftop overlooking Ground Zero that Building 7 had collapsed over an hour before it actually fell.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing. And you, to be honest, can see these pictures a little bit more clearly than I.
But the clincher is that NIST was unconfident in its own conclusion after years of delay in its report, finding only a, quote, low probability that the building fell due to fires. NIST refused to test for the theory of controlled demolition. The simplistic explanation...
Yeah, you know, that's a little part of that video, and that was an Alex Jones video. And, you know, it's interesting while the one guy's speaking that he's talking about it collapsing while it's still standing up. And I'm just wondering, why don't we ever hear about this Building 7 thing? I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, we talk about the Twin Towers and this and that, but Building 7 collapsing never seems to enter the discussion.
That's a great question.
They since about that time, within a week or two, it just never really got into the mainstream media. Never got discussed, never got shown on film anymore. Just basically whitewashed.
Yeah, that's interesting. And why would they do that? I mean, again, I'm just looking at this with an investigative reporter eye. I got no dog in the hunt here. But it seems to me that there's something going on with this Building 7. We encourage everybody to go watch this video and make up your own mind about this. The title of the video is 9/11 Inside Job 10 Years Later. And, you know, I mean, again, I'm not saying anything about truth or falsehoods here. I'm just saying there's something curious going here. I mean, just look at the video.
We have to wonder, too, why the 9/11 Commission completely omitted it from the book, from the Commission's report. Building 7 was left out totally from it.
Yeah, so we're going to go to a quick break here, and I'm going to leave you with the question. Do you trust your government? I mean, do you trust them to tell you the truth? I don't know.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales go through Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media. Yeah, we're just kind of going over this 9/11 thing and examining this truther movement to see, you know, if there's anything there. Because at this point, I am so skeptical of what anything the government says that I would not be shocked at all if they were telling another lie. So, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. What got me kind of going on this thing was that I read in a mainstream blog, the WashingtonBlog.com, there's a article here that says high-level officials eager to spill the beans about what really happened on 9/11, but no one in Washington or the media wants to hear. Now, maybe that's because they don't have anything valid to say, or maybe that's because the government and the media are kind of in the tank and don't want to tell the truth. That could never happen, could it?
No, never.
No, I didn't think so, especially when you got guys from the 9/11 Commission saying that they're the ones that want to talk about this. So I just find this totally disingenuous. So what do you think, Andrew? What do you think about this whole thing? I mean, I know you're obviously, you know, believe that there's a problem here, but you know, why do you think this isn't getting mainstream coverage, and what do you think they're covering up?
In relation to Building 7, I just believe that it's probably the biggest smoking gun. And they basically have, you know, they're caught in a pickle, and it's embarrassing. And they can't explain it away. The National Institute for Standards and Technology absolutely dropped the ball on it when they said, after several months or years of looking at it, that it's office furnishings that got hot and burned the fire and collapsed the whole building.
How do you do that? And it's not even in the how close is it to the Twin Towers? It didn't get affected from the fallout from the Twin Towers, did it?
Not as far as I know. There might have been some impact from the debris when it first fell, but it definitely there was just a couple of fires. So it's one of three times in the world's history that a steel frame building collapsed into its own footprint due to fire.
Yeah, and it looks like it totally looks like one of those Las Vegas Sands mm-hmm. buildings, you know, where they just implode from within and collapse. You know, not too unsimilar like the Twin Towers, but this looks like a total demolition just by, you know, the surface look at the thing. I mean, you know, and would a fire do that? Yeah, I could see if you crashed a plane into it or something, possibly, but there's no plane crashed into the Building 7.
No. Everyone, you know, if you go around and you talk to most people, about 8 out of 10 probably will go, you know, what happened on 9/11, you know, in New York? Well, two towers fell. They don't realize that three towers fell that day.
Yeah, that's what kind of got me going on this. I can't remember where I read it or in this video or whatever. It says Building 7. I'm going like, Building 7? What the heck is Building 7? I don't even know about Building 7. Why isn't that on the news, too? I mean, if the Twin Towers fell, I guess, was Building 7 so insignificant that it shouldn't even be on the news?
When was the first time you saw Building 7 or heard about it?
Well, I mean, about 6 months ago, I heard Building 7 imploded, you know, and I said, you know, just kind of rolled it off, really, and then saw it and then kind of put it on
so
the...
So that long?
Yeah, and then I put it on the shelf. And then I started investigating it again here, thinking, you know, that's kind of odd. Why would Building 7 just fall? And so that's the question I'm struggling with is, okay, let's say that all they're saying is true, that it did fall because of fire or this or that. Then why wouldn't they just show it on the reports and the news and the videotapes like they do
else? Why wouldn't they investigate it in the 9/11 Commission report?
Exactly.
They don't even talk about it.
Yeah,
and why is that? I mean, and at this point in time, the government would never cover anything up ever, right? I mean, they never cover anything up. They tell us the truth every single time down the line. And my question is, if they are covering something up, what is it? Okay, and, you know, I got no dog in the hunt here. I just find it odd that they don't include Building 7 in everything.
Yeah, precisely. And we were discussing earlier with Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder of the World Trade Centers, including Building 7, when he described, I think that was in the audio video we just listened to, that they called for it to be pulled. He said, pull it. And that is demolition talk, you know, to have a building taken down, destroyed on purpose.
Well, and okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say that was, you know, a bad choice of words at the time, okay?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, okay, it's a bad choice of words. Okay, so, but then I'm looking through this other report, and it says, okay, we got 9/11 commissioner co-chairs and says, this is one of the 9/11 commissioner's co-chairs. And it says, he says, the 9/11 commissioners knew that the military officials misrepresented the facts to the commission, and the commission considered recommending criminal charges for such false statement. Yeah. Statements. Really? Okay, then we've got 9/11 Commissioner Timothy Romer. We're extremely frustrated with the false statements we're getting. Then we got 9/11 Commissioner Max Cleland resigning from the commission, stating, it's a national scandal. This investigation is now compromised, and one of these days we will have to get the full story because the 9/11 issue is so important to America, but the White House wants to cover it up. What? I never heard. Okay,
the White House wants to cover it up.
That's,
said that?
That's what it says. It says right here, I'm reading it, and this is from Washington.
Wow.
Blog.com. This should be pretty easy to check out, I would assume. And that's what kind of got me going. I looked at this story, and I'm like, okay, so the 9/11 commissioners are saying this? These guys are doing the report? Okay, so, wow, what's up with that? Here's another one. This is, let's see, we've got a 27-year-old CIA veteran, or 20, not a not 27 years old, a 27-year CIA veteran who chaired the National Intelligence Estimates and personally delivered intelligence briefing to the presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, their vice president, secretary of state, joint chiefs of staff, and other senior government officials who for years had been tirelessly anti-war advocate and critic of imperial foreign policy. Raymond McGovern said, I think in the simplest terms, there's a cover-up. The 9/11 report is a joke. And we've got another CIA agent, 29-year veteran, William Bill Christensen. Now I think there is a persuasive evidence that the event of September did not unfold as the Bush administration and the 9/11 commission would have us to believe. Okay, and then this goes on and on and on and on. I mean, there's not just one or two people here spouting off. There's a bunch of people spouting off that there's something going on here. You know, then there's this other gal here in this report. I'm trying to find her name. You mentioned it a little while ago.
Oh, Sybil Evans.
Yeah, Sybil Evans.
Evans, yeah.
Evans. Yep. Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, she's here it is right here. She was, for example, former FBI translator Sybil Evans, president of the National Security Whistleblowers Coalition, who has been deemed credible by the Department of Justice Inspector General. Several senators and a coalition of prominent conservative and liberal groups has fought for years to testify about what she knows about 9/11, repeatedly asked to be subpoenaed so she can avoid violation of her oath of secrecy as a government employee. My question is, what are they covering up here? What's the big problem?
Oh, it might have been the fact that she's mentioned on tape and video that Tim Osman, Osama bin Laden's CIA name, and as an asset, worked all the way up until September 11th, 2001.
So what you're telling me is that CIA agent Osama bin Laden, is that
Tim Osman?
Tim Osman. Okay, so you're saying that bin Laden had a CIA covert name of Tim Osman, and he was on the payroll. Well, I would think that would be pretty easy to either prove or disprove.
Yeah, and it's not so much a hidden secret. It's just not super well known because it's not discussed on mainstream media.
Yeah, and then it goes on to say the ACLU described Edmonds as the most gagged person in the history of the United States. And famed Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg says that Edmonds, possesses information far more explosive than the Pentagon Papers. Not a single politician or prosecutor has been willing to issue a subpoena. Edmonds also made the offer, if any one of the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, or Fox, promises to air the entire segment without editing, I promise to tell everything I know about everything mentioned above, she told us. I can tell the American public exactly what it is and what it is they are covering up. She continued, I am not compromising or an ongoing investigation, she explained, because they've all been shut down since. Not one single major network has let Edmund say what she knows. So, I mean,
yeah, why is that?
Yeah, it just, there's something going on here, and I'm just not sure why they wouldn't just go in here and either and discredit this or whatever they would do to show that there's nothing going on here. But you know, what's still got me stumped is this Building 7 thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, where do we go from here on this thing? I mean. Maybe let's go to a break, and what we'll do is we'll talk about who benefits from this thing happening, and let's just talk about what the events that have occurred in the government and in the world since the 9/11 thing happened, and let's maybe we can put two and two together here and end up with four, I hope. Anyway, we're going to a break. KCNR, Sovereign Mind Radio.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, the highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph. Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Viggers and the Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at cascadetheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great, I have some envelopes to mail.
The post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food, that's a much better idea.
Please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
We're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Yeah, we're talking about 9/11, and you know, it's pretty appropriate today being the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and you know, again, we want to pay respect and honor to all the people that you know, died in that hideous attack. And you know, we're, this conversation is getting to the truth of the of what happened there. I mean, you know, I'm not even trying to imply anything here. I'm just trying to figure out why some of these things are not, you know, being talked about, or you know, why does it take 9 years for me to know there is even a Building 7? You know, you'd think on these, you know, dozens and dozens of documentaries you see on TV that they would talk about Building 7 once in a while, or show the implosion, or you know, it's just like the 13th floor of you know, a hotel. It's like it doesn't even exist. So I'm just asking the questions why. So with that, I wanted to talk just a little bit more about Edmonds and her whistleblowing. And she also says And after we get through with this here, we'll talk a little bit about benefits, who benefits, you know, where is this going. Edmund says that she has been contacted by two high-ranking military officers who would like to shed light on 9/11, but due to their oaths of secrecy, can only do so if subpoenaed. No one in Washington wants to issue a subpoena. High-level military intelligence officer, says no one wants to know. And so, you know, this just seems like it's just on and on and on and on. And then it gets down here to Nancy Pelosi in Congress, just as one example. Nancy Pelosi's office demanded that this high-level military officer not even email any information that he has about 9/11. So we can really trust Nancy out there, too, right?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you know, she just read the bill thing, you know, we don't care what's in it. You know, just pass it. You know, it doesn't matter if the country implodes. I shouldn't have said that.
That's what they did with the Patriot Act, not to get off on another subject, but they forced that through, not reading it, and they just said it's too important. And October of 2001, just force it through.
Anyway, well, you know, that actually kind of feathers into what I want to talk about next is, let's look at what happened and who benefited. And, you know, so let's talk about what happened, since 9/11. Well, we got the Patriot Act that really severely goes after a lot of our rights, you know. I mean, and the old saying with Franklin, you know, if you give up your security freedom for security, you deserve neither. And, you know, so we've given up a lot of rights in that Patriot Act.
No question. And that led to Department of Homeland Security, and that, of course, you know, takes us into TSA, where they're feeling up little kids at airports now. Lovely.
Yeah, so what was the George Bush said that we got to give up our freedom to keep it or something? I mean, so let's keep going. And I mean, if you guys are trusting the Republicans over the Democrats or the Democrats over the Republicans, I'm starting to call them the Republicrats because it seems like they're, no matter what happens, you know, look at this thing. Okay, what do we got? We got the Patriot Act, government taking over auto and banking industries on both watches, partly, spending us into debt on both watches, into such debt that we'll be generations if ever we can pay it back. We got inflation and commodities. We got more and more dependence on government across the board, food stamps, welfare, Social Security. More and more and more government, more and more control of everything. You know, didn't someone say along the line that we shouldn't let a good crisis go to waste? I don't remember who that was, but doesn't it seem like that this crisis is not being wasted to you?
I'm sorry, I got distracted there. I was getting depressed with that last paragraph.
You know, all I'm saying is I want the truth. You know, I want the truth. It seems like you got the Republicans and Democrats going in the same direction. The only difference between George Bush and Obama was Obama's going faster. I mean, that's what it seems to me.
Yeah, there's really, he's taking the whole agenda and now accelerating it, no question. He's not ending the wars, he is expanding the wars. And now we've got, NATO working with Al-Qaeda in Libya. I mean, explain that to people. I don't get that at all.
And you know, we're not just pulling this stuff off of, newspaper down in Berkeley on a corner. I mean, this stuff's coming from pretty credible sources. I mean, who'd have thought that we would have attacked Libya for no reason without congressional approval?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no question about that. That's, and then it'll be Syria next, and then they'll go down the line and go for Yemen. And, where does it end? I mean, even right after 9/11, if I could discuss that for a brief second.
Sure.
Paul Wolfowitz, 4 days after 9/11, said, skip Afghanistan, go after Iraq. And Bush goes, well, why do that? And now, this is Bob Woodward saying this. This is a direct thing from him. And I'm just pulling this up. He said, because it's doable.
Wow. Well, you know, I think we got to look at the cause and effect here. And, you know, you can argue all you want that none of these things are related. But when you start looking at the whole and the big picture, it seems to me that the government has been initiating arguments between, it's the Republicans against the Democrats, it's the whites against the blacks, it's the gays against the straights, it's the purple guys against the yellow guys. And at the same time, what are they doing? Are they separating us and dividing? Have you ever heard of that divide and conquer strategy? Doesn't it seem like that seems to be the game here while government just grows and grows and grows and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and we're more dependent on them?
No question about it.
Yeah, you know, and I got a quote from John Adams here, and it says, there are two ways to conquer and enslave a nation. One is by the sword, and the other is by debt. Now, think about that for a second. What have we got since 9/11? A lot of debt. Now, wasn't the idea of attacking the Twin Towers to economically take us apart so that we would be vulnerable?
Yeah.
Who are
well,
we?
All we've ended up with is the debt, $7 trillion, put on a credit card to pay for the wars.
And who are we in debt to? So who benefited from the debt?
Well, that's a great question. I think we have to borrow from China, don't we?
Well, we got China, but they're not lending to us anymore. And we've got the Federal Reserve, who's monetizing the debt, and that's who we're in debt to. And we've got, you know, I got European banks that have lent us money, and the American people. Now, okay, so you think about that for a second. If we've got, you know, debt that's been created out of thin air and lent to the government and to supply the government with the means to run, and we become enslaved to that debt for generations, who's benefiting? Is it the Chinese government? Some, yeah, I guess. Is it the Federal Reserve? Yeah, foreign bankers. You know, you think about that. Who's benefiting from this?
Yeah, so they benefit the most.
That leads me into my next headline. Okay, the next headline is, the richest 0.1% have launched a war on us. It's time to fight back and hold these 400 billionaires personally accountable for our economic crisis. Now, again, I'm not saying anything here. I'm just reading the headlines. And this was dated September 9th. And, you know, it's coming. Here's the one of the lines here. Editor's note, the following post includes adapted excerpts from David DeGraw's book, The Road Through 2012, Revolution or World War III, and its release date is 9/12/11. Or, I'm sorry, 9/28/11. So they haven't released the book yet. We have endured financial oppression for a long time. In a time of national crisis and shared sacrifice, the richest 0.1% of the population cannot continue on their merry ways, living in obscene wealth, detached from reality, while the majority of the population desperately struggles to make ends meet. We are under attack, and it's time to fight back. Now, this kind of goes to this class warfare thing a little bit, but when we talk about the rich and the poor, we're usually talking about somebody making $250,000 and someone on welfare, not someone who is living in other countries and, you know, got so much money that God is jealous. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, anyway, what has this got to do with 9/11? You know, I don't know. But it seems like if you look at the horizon and you see the trends, you can start seeing where we're going and what's between here and there. You know, what is the cause and effect? So, I don't know. You got anything to add there, Andrew?
To me, 9/11 has now basically increased not only through debt enslavement, but the loss of civil liberties. And those kind of go, to me, hand in hand. And it's just been accelerated. I mean, think of the difference. Think 10 years back, how different life was and what we have to go through now, whether it's to an airport or, you know, or how much the currency has been debased. Due to borrowing to pay for, you know, the neoconservatives going all over the planet, basically, and creating these new wars.
What is a neoconservative? I don't understand that.
It's basically a conservative that has gone awry, basically.
well, isn't that everybody?
Well, not necessarily. There's true conservatives, those that are hold to the Constitution. And then you have the neoconservatives, which are largely a foreign policy over the last 30 to 50 years that's really on nation building, foreign expansionism, things of that nature. Basically, a foreign policy that's not anywhere close to what the founders intended.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, we've got a real thing going here that's hard to figure out. But
if you go briefly back into the PNAC report in 2000, the neoconservatives dreamed that up, and they wanted a new Pearl Harbor, something that would catalyze and get us into new adventures throughout the world, and that was their event.
Well, you know, Go ahead, Chandler.
Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Rumsfeld, they were all a part of the Project for New American Century, right?
Yeah, all neoconservatives.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of like goes back to the false flag thing. I mean, we talk about what happened in Germany with the fire that started Hitler on his rise to power. And I guess this is something of a strategy in taking over a country of some, you know, by creating an event. And, again, I'm not saying that's what happened here. I'm just, you know, asking the questions here. Yeah. But is it possible that an event was created here so that we could have economic turmoil? I don't know. I'm just asking the questions, and I'd like to, you know, get some better answers than the building. You know, Building 7 doesn't even exist. So, yeah, it's interesting. So, you know, and if we look right now at the major cities in poverty, you know, you got Detroit, Cleveland. You know, with poverty rates of at least 25%. You know, Detroit is 36.4% in poverty. Cleveland 35% in poverty. Buffalo 28.8% in poverty. Milwaukee, St. Louis. It just goes on and on and on. So, you know, I think there is a cause and effect here, because if you look at back what happened in 9/11 and where we're at now, if you're saying that 9/11 had no effect on our economy, on our liberties, on, I think you're merely missing the boat. And I just would kind of like to know, you know, is there something more to this than we're being told? It was our government lying to us. So, you know, we're getting ready to go to a break here, and, you know, we got about 30 seconds. Have you got anything to add to that, Andrew?
No, that's pretty much it. Yeah, the loss of civil liberties and, debt enslavement, that's been the result over the last 10 years, accelerated.
Well, with that, we're going to go to a break. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly. 100 large. Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. 1-800-280-UWIN. Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
We're back. This is Sovereign Minds, KCNR Free Fire Media, 1460. And you can call in on the phone number if you want to talk and ask some questions, 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at 1460.com. There's a few people on there, and, you know, let's ask some questions here if you got any. So, anyway, we've got Tatanka, 9/11 truther, and where did Freedom Guy go? So anyway, This is from Zero Hedge, and it's titled September 11th, 10 years later. No doubt September 11th, 2001 changed everything, but the business of actually measuring those changes has been overlooked by most of the nationalities of the hijackers, and the following is presented in the interest of truth, justice, and the American way. And it shows the changes in different commodities, this chart here. And, you know, one thing we got here is total government spending as a percentage of GDP is up 42.46%. So since 9/11, our spending is almost doubled. And so, you know, it's like, and then you look at the stock market. And the different commodities, you know, if you look at the Dow Jones, it's up 14% since, 9/11. But the problem with that is that it went down before it came up, and we're going back down. So depending on when you bought and sold, if you hung in all the way since 9/11, you might have made 14%, but wait a week or two. silver is up 890%.
Yeah.
Since, 9/11. Now, that ought to tell you something, because that's the kind of rate of inflation that we're talking about here. Gold is up 582%. Corn is up 255%. Rice is up 232%. Crude oil, 228%. Cotton, 160%. Number of Americans on food stamps, up 157%. National debt in trillions, up 154%. Gasoline, up 137%. IMX, International Monetary Fund Food Price Index, is up 116%. U.S. unemployment rate, 107% up. Unemployment rate is up 94%. And the number of U.S. unemployed in the millions, 107%. And the unemployment rate is up 94%. So when you start looking at this across the board, it's been an economic problem on all accounts, unless you're invested in some of these commodities, like we've been talking about for quite some time on gold and silver.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's a big problem. If you don't know what to do, you're going to get slaughtered. Even at 14%, look at that comparison in real value. If the dollars have been devalued by 200%, and you're up on a 14% in the stock market, have you really made any money at all, or have you lost? Because what was our numbers? The stock market's up 14% on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but if you look at the dollar index, is down 33%, and the inflation rate is up by 28%. So you actually have lost 14% by the calculations if you stayed in the stock market over that amount of time in buying power. That's what most people don't understand, because of this inflationary cycle. So who's benefiting from all of this? Well, who's printing all the money? That's who's benefiting from this. So is there a conspiracy here, guys? I don't know. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. But it's not theory if it's a fact. So what I'm trying to do is find out what the facts are. Yeah. Because if you can find out the facts are, and there's no theory if it's a fact, that makes it an actual conspiracy. So not that there's ever been any conspiracies around, but
no.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'd like to see, with Building 7. I just recommend and ask that people take a look at it honestly and openly, and to decide for themselves whether it's something valid or something to be dismissed, like it has been.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. I mean, actually, it's just the fact is, just show me the evidence. Show me what's going on. Why are you covering it up? Why are you not talking about it? You know, why is it not in the commission reports? Why are all the people that were on the commission saying that there's something wrong? This is almost looking like a Kennedy thing if we're not careful. We don't want it to go out 40 years before we find out, that there's something wrong here.
No.
Yeah, so we just want them to show us the truth, and let's have, if we have to reopen the case to get to the truth, I'm for that. So
let's open up a real investigation, an honest one, an independent one, and let's get to that, and let's not wait 10 years. Let's do it soon.
Yeah, I agree. So with all of that going, I want to thank, our guests. I want to thank Chandler for operating the boards and throwing his two cents in. And I want to thank Andrew for being on the show tonight. I'm really glad he was able to come in, because I've been wrestling with this 9/11 truther thing, because I just don't know who to believe anymore. because it seems like we just have a hard time getting truth and facts out of the media and the government. And anytime they start ridiculing people, I have a tendency for my antennas to go up anymore because, you know, it's like the Federal Reserve thing. I mean, I went into the Federal Reserve aspect of things to prove that it was wrong. And the deeper I went down the rabbit hole, the more I started figuring out there was something there. That's what I'm starting to feel like with this thing. So, you know, get out there and do your own homework, guys, and see if you can find something that, you know, matters and what's the truth. Because, you know, the truth, you know, is the truth will set you free, so to speak. I mean, we need to know if our government is covering things up. We're supposed to have a transparent government, and it doesn't seem like we've had one for quite some time. So, yeah.
Anyway, Mark, thanks for having me here today, Mark.
Not a problem. I'm glad you could come on. So, you know, in closing, I want to let everybody know that the Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at Dennis Stinney Fellowship Church. And make sure you listen to We the People Radio at 8 to 10 in the morning on Sundays. They have a great show and a great lineup. And, you know, we love what they do and all the information that they get out to everybody. You know, get to a Tea Party meeting out there and find out how you can get involved in the issues. You know, sitting around and telling everybody that there's something wrong or sitting around wondering if there's something wrong is just not going to cut it. What's it going to take for you guys that are out there doing nothing to realize that something's wrong? I mean, you know, it's not a matter of whether we've got issues. The matter of is, you know, what's it going to take for you to see that the issues are affecting you personally and you need to, you know, become aware of them. You have to be aware to be prepared. So start by becoming self-reliant. Educate yourself on the Constitution and the freedom and that our founding fathers gave us. You know, start writing your representatives and find out where they stand. You know, I highly recommend that you put together a 24-hour emergency bag for each family member. Just look at what's been happening lately across the globe. I mean, we just had floods in the East Coast and Katrina. You know, not Katrina. What was the name of the hurricane over there?
It was Irene.
Irene. Yeah. I thought there was an Oriental hurricane, Irene. How's that one go earlier? Oriental hurricane? It was Irene instead of Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Eileen, but it actually turned out to be Irene.
It could have been. You know, I might be wrong on that. So yeah. I don't know.
Bad joke.
One of them.
Yeah, anyways, Oriental Eileen hurricane. So... anyway, really though, I mean, when you look out there, look at the blackouts that were happening, look how fragile the grid is. You know, could we have an earthquake or a fire up here? You know, I'd like to get more and more done on this self, you know, reliance and survival and preparedness stuff. You know, store some food. I mean, you can't have enough food stored because if something happens like a economic catastrophe, and that couldn't happen, the stock market couldn't crash or anything in the next few weeks or a month. And, you know, we're already half the country on unemployment and food stamps. And if we have a hyperinflation, that couldn't be a problem either. But just, you know, do something now, because if a catastrophe does occur, you want to be ready for it no matter what the catastrophe is. You know, buy silver until they run out and then buy gold. I mean, if you can't afford gold, buy silver. Buy a dime a week. It'll save your butt if we have a hyperinflation. Okay, go to the local coin dealers and you can see what's going on. I highly urge you to get out of the stock market right now. If you don't, you're going to be calling me in a month or two or 6 months or whatever it is when it hits bottom going saying I should have listened. Start a neighborhood watch program if you can, because I think it's going to be important as this economy gets worse and worse. In Reading, you can call 225-4209 and leave a message for Community Service Officer Mike Leonard. In Anderson, you can call 378-6600. And talk to them about Neighborhood Watch. In Shasta County, get a hold of Arnie Britton, volunteer coordinator at 347-5903. You know, we've got a couple minutes left here, so let me give you a few quotes here. The Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government. And that's kind of been the theme of our show here tonight. Is the government, you know, the enemy? Well, it has been from the beginning of time. That's why they put the chains of a constitution to bind the government down, bind men in the government, because government has a tendency to get bigger and bigger and bigger and take away your rights, and pretty soon it's in the hands of a few people at the top, and they're living large, and we're all in servitude at the bottom. That's what government does. In fact, George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." What's he saying? He's saying government is a caged animal that we need to keep caged up because it'll devour us like fire if we don't control it. And it seems like it's out of control at this point, doesn't it? So, with that, you know, we'll be back on next week, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21 and, you know, some more out of mainstream headlines. That's what we like to bring you. And so we give you alternative news that you're not getting out of the paper and so forth. So we got about 30 seconds here. And so I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and we'll see you next week. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR, Free Fire Media, 1460. And you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next week. It's rolling down tracks, once leading to...